Yes, I would love to meet SPs. And we, hopefully we have the same score. I'm gonna be at, I'm at page 10, measure 237. Let me know if you successfully find that. Did we successfully find it?
Yes.
We have the same score, okay. Page 10, measure 238. What was that? That's a C. All right. This is mostly for our basses and our tenor twos who are doing this entrance right here. Can I just hear you all do it right here? So let's, we can, we've done this before? Yes? I hear yes and no. It says all, of, it changed to all tenors? Okay. I say all, yes. So this is all tenors and basses on Freude. And I think we can handle one word, right? Alex, can you give it? Can you give us first that our one word?
Freude.
Freude. Can you all say Freude?
Freude.
And very clearly, it shows the first syllable is
Freude.
Well, I was just waiting. That it is far more important than the second one, right? So make sure you're going Freude, right? Freude. Let's just hear that. Let's go. Let's take it a little slow. So it's going da 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 da. One, two, three. So right at 237. And
Freude. Freude.
Good. More rolling. I can hear more rolling of the R. More F. More rolling right there. In fact, you can even have that be on the and of beat two, is to get that prepared. One, two. So it'd be one and Freude, one and Freude, right? One more time, little faster.
Freude.
Nice.
Freude.
Good, and I'll take it at real tempo. I think we're close to there, but. Real tempo says, oh, see, now it doesn't want to make the sound anymore. It picks and chooses. It does this at school as well. Where you're like, I'm ready, everyone, here's your note, and it gives nothing. Da, 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 ba, da, da, da. Same spot, so.
Freude. Freude.
Good. And we turn the page because we're into the soloist. And let's be at letter 12, not letter 12, letter D on page 12. And let's be on a good top, 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 top. Take it a little slower. I have marked that all sopranos are on this too, yes? Ooh. Have we gone over this yet?
No.
Oh, we've never gone over it? Sopranos, you're in this. It says I have very clearly written all plus all sopranos. So go ahead and add yourselves in there with the altos. Yeah, Ash has littered this with so many little things that we will go over. Let's read through this on ta, ta, ta. Tenors, as I look at this, I have questions for Beethoven. So, yeah.
I say if you, that octave when the altos.
There's some weird choices that Beethoven made there. You can tell he's probably mad or something. I don't know. Do what you need to do. If you're like, I'm not going to do the ninth because why would I? Then you don't need to. Okay. So ta ta ta. Da 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 da. Here we go.
Da 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 da
not, because that's soloist.
I was just trying to speak
to someone. That's, you gotta talk to Dr. Art Armstrong about that. Let's do it again. Even though you're not gonna put tas on this in the end, could it be more of them? Could it be more ta, 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 ta? We wanna really hear the percussiveness of it. It's a crunchy language. Same speed. Go. Nice. And good job, tenors. You're navigating that really well. Just make sure not to, don't announce when it comes high, becomes higher. You know, don't announce it. Okay. Shall we get into the little minutiae of this? Because Ash has littered this page with notes and things. Has he given these to you yet?
No.
Okay, here we go. Get ready. So we have that sopranos are added to this for this whole line. On the third note of tsao, I have a tenuto marked there. So add a tenuto. This is the same page we were just on, page 12. First measure, third note. Z-A-U, tsao, is tenuto. Tsao. So Z will always be a T-S sound. On all, it happens in three instances. When you have two groups of eight notes, they are staccatos. So for example, in the second measure, if you look, the second beat, that F sharp and the G, those are staccato. Same thing for the next measure in the second beat. So that would be ta 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 ta. Nice and short right there. On the last measure of that first line, where you see it looks like string, we use string, accent right there. So once again, this measure 260, if you're counting, the last measure of the first system. Streng is accented. The third note, which is tilt, is cut in half. It is an eighth note with no breath. So eighth note with no breath. So what that is saying is, end it, put the T there, there's no time to breathe. Especially when we take it, like, you know, much, much faster in a moment. And then the F sharp, you already accented it the way you were singing it, but add an accent there anyways. It was pretty good. And then, this is measure 262, second measure of the second system. The eighth notes on the fourth beat, staccato again, so you have ta 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 ta. So the staccato those. And the very last important thing, the last note, that half note of violet. Is it a half note? No, it's a dotted quarter note. Oh my goodness. Specifically, with the T going on the and of four. So it would be fliege weit, okay? Or ta, 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 at, okay? So when we do that on ta in a second, that last note is not ta, it's actually ta. So you have to make sure to put the T at the end. Yes, like a tater tot. I love a tater tot.
So it's a flugel tot.
A flugel tot.
I have a question.
A flugel tot. Yes, a question.
What about staccatos on the eighth note? How is that going to work when it's like in the middle of a vowel? Like, how long do you...
Like in Bride? Yeah, Ash actually has, so if you look at the bottom of the page for Bride, Ash puts in specific IPA of Bri, like the BR and then the Y. Then the next eighth note is an HY, so you're almost re-accenting it, re-hitting it again, and then going. So it'll be so fast that it'll be hard to make happen, but just think as light as possible. Almost like a trill, I would think. Like almost entering into a trill territory. Let's do it again. Think about all of those things. I'm listening for accents. I'm listening for tenuti. I'm listening for staccati. It's a little slower, so you know, it's okay if you breathe here and there. Don't breathe where it says don't breathe. Let's sing it right there. Letter D. Top, top, go. Yes. Yes. Let's just do the last one. Last measure is ta ta ta. Right? Ta ta ta. One, two, three. Yeah, mostly correct. One early, one late. One, two, three. There you go, that's good. At tempo. What is the tempo? Yep. Staccatis are just as important here. One, two, there we go. Okay. That T is in an odd spot. We're going to do it once more. Let's do two measures. This is where it says vol dein Samstag. So, ta 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 ta. Right? One and go. There we go. That was good right there. That was it right there, okay? One more time. And let me do the whole thing. From the top of the page. Let me get my thing again. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go. Really an important thing that he put in there. Okay. Shall we add some words to these? We're going to see what happens. We will only do words at full tempo right after we learn them. So don't worry. Okay. Alex, I'm going to invite you. Will you read these out for us and then we will repeat them after? Okay. Let's have our
listeners. Deine Zauber binden wieder, was die Mode streng geteilt. Alle Menschen werden Brüder, wo dein sanfter Flügel weilt.
Nice. Let's do two measures at a time. Can you do? We just say you do two measures. We do two measures.
Deine Zauber binden wieder.
Deine Zauber binden wieder.
Was die Mode streng geteilt.
Was die Mode streng geteilt.
Alle Menschen werden Brüder.
Alle Menschen werden Brüder.
Wo dein sanfter Flügel weilt.
Nice, pretty good overall. The same regular German rules apply. W's are V's. When you have IE or EI, it's always the second one that you're doing. So if it's IE, it sounds like E. If it's EI, it sounds like I. We want lots and lots of consonants. We want lots of consonants. Can we take it at half speed? So half speed would be, what's half speed? Let me find out. Thank you, technology. Let's just speak it. So one, two, speaking. Just speaking. Do Fliegerweit. Two, three. Top, 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 top. There we go. Okay. For those umlauts, would you say it's more U or more E if you had to pick between? I've heard different things. So I want your opinion.
Flüge.
Flüge
is definitely more of an E shape.
More of an E shape. Okay.
I
agree with this opinion. I agree with this opinion. I also agree with you.
Okay.
So. End of either. Okay. So when you're doing that, people always say it's the U, it's the E through U, right? Make it more make it more E sounding. So instead of Brü, I think more Brü. Well, I did the same thing twice. Should we bring one more time?
Yeah, so I think what's hard is when we're thinking from English, we think of a U sound, but it's the U umlaut. The U umlaut is actually quite a different sound.
Okay.
So like a nice round German U is U.
Ooh.
It's nice and round and open and kind of deep and resonant. Whereas a U umlaut would be more forward. It's quite a bit more, feels a bit more forward. It's quite a bit more.
Right here.
Make a hole while saying E.
Yeah.
Make a round note with your mouth while saying the long E.
Okay. Let's try both of those at 262. 262, which is werden, breeden. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, most of those T's are correct. I got maybe one early, two late. Okay, with notes, same speed. Just because we're going twice as slow doesn't mean I want more tenuto, I want more staccati, because we can hear the staccati clear right here, right?
Yeah.
Little faster. Nice. For all the mention, could you put a glottal there? So it's immediately on there, as if there was a consonant to support that hard hit. Don't crack your voice like I just did, but we want that. Little faster. Now true tempo. One and two and three. Can you prepare the D before? How can you? What consonant can you do to prepare for D?
D.
Where does your tongue go when you're about to do a D sound? Up here, right? What other thing can you do? You can go N, right? Put a little N before it. Dine and sour, so you're ready for it, okay? When you have B's, you can put an M right before it. Dine and sour. One, two,
Dine and sour, in the meter, ask the water, string it up. Ah, the engine, bring it, bring it.
Okay, let's go. We are not soloists for this. So we will instead, we're gonna go to page 14 at the very end because we don't want to make the bassist feel like their note isn't important even though it's just the last thing right there. But bassist, you're so important with that first yaw. So this is the very last note of page 14 going into page 15. And let's do it on ta ta ta. Have we done this part yet?
No.
Oh, then we get to learn new things. Oh my goodness. Okay. Bases, are you ready to lead us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Ta. No, everyone is even slower. So it'll be ta 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 ta. One, two. Can you give your notes? One, two. Yes, there will be a T right there at that eighth note. Very good. Okay. Those notes are easy, right?
Yeah.
They're it's basically right from the hymn version, almost the same. Okay. Are you ready for little thingies? Because once again, Ash really took time on this. So, pretty much any time a word starts with a vowel, it will have a glottal. So these are words like ach, or eine, or er, or und. All of those have a glottal on it. So I would just, you can mark them individually or just say glottal city. I don't know, whatever works for you. The entire first measure is accented. With a super accent for your pickup basses. I don't know what a super accent looks like, but honestly, it's like a sforzando. I would say it's like a sforzando, except you don't go back down. You just keep going with it. Okay. What is this? This is measure 288. This is the last measure of the first system on page 15. Last measure of the first system on page 15. Er, den, rund, und. So rund is an eighth note. And this is er, den, rund, und. Or we find out. Then go down to measure 289. Ash put these accents multiple times. Do you have, see where it has the sforzando?
Yeah.
He's really put, the other accents were just a bam, just one time. This is, he scribbled this one in. So really, give it a good scribble, those accents, right on where that sforzando is.
So he doesn't want
that? Yeah. No, he does want it. He wrote the accent very intensely.
Oh.
Where that sforzando is, the bottom of 289. That's the third beat of measure 289 of ni and ie. So really hit that one. He's also very much marked the diminuendo that happens in measure 290, where you go from forte to piano in a single measure with no breath happening. And then, final two things. The third measure right there, that's measure 291. An eighth note on the word Zich, S-I-C-H. That's that eighth note, eighth rest. Really, no point in breathing there. You're just gonna be limited if you breathe. And then, on the last word, is it a half note?
No,
it's a dotted quarter note with a T on the eighth note. Okay, do we have these many things? My big things I'm looking at, the accents on the first measure and the diminuendo that happens so fast. You have, we're literally taking it more than twice as slow right now. So you will have so little time to get from forte to piano. But when you're piano, that doesn't mean your consonants are piano. Your consonants are still forte. Same spot, the pickup to letter E. Okay, that was wonderful. And that was a fabulous day crescendo. I really enjoyed that. Let's do at tempo. Top, 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 top. Sopranos, as you get tired, switch to da, just less percussive. But just because it's less percussive doesn't mean it's less rhythmic, of course. Okay, here we go, basses. One more time, that was me. One, and. Okay. How do y'all feel about that?
I feel lovely about that.
Do it once more. Let's do it once more and then get some words on here. Here we go. Nice. Okay. We'll get those T's in a second. Okay. Alex, can we get these words in?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it.
Ja, wer auch nur eine Seele.
Let's do that, Anne.
Ja, wer auch nur eine Seele.
Sein nennt auf den Erdenmund.
Sein nennt auf den Erdenmund.
Und wer es nie gekonnt.
Und wer es nie gekonnt.
Der Stehle.
Der Stehle.
Weinen sich aus diesem Mund.
Weinen sich aus diesem Mund.
Okay. Nice. And big thing noticing. Weinen sich auf diesen Bund. So there's a glottal on auf. So make sure you're using that eighth note rest to get the out. Okay? Let's speak it. Ja, wer auch nur. Okay. But you still gotta lead us in our faces. So. One, two.
Ja, wer auch nur eine Seele.
Yeah, where's that a bunt? D's and bunt. Do that quick, here we go. And
D's and bunt.
There you go. Okay. Make sure that if you see a CH, it's never gonna be ch, right? It's either the auch or the zich, right? One more time, a little faster. Ja, the auch nur eine Seele. And two, and faces. Let's do one more time. The basses have it. Go. They have such a good entrance. Can you match that entrance when you all come in? So we want ya. It's two ya's. One and. Okay. That T is still a little suspicious. Weinen sich. Two measures before. At piano. There we go, okay. Yes, it's a different zen right there. So yeah, make sure you're not following the basses with have quarter notes right there. But we all still put the T at their same spot. At tempo. Speaking still. Ja, wer auch nur eine Seele. So, one and two and three and.
Ja, wer auch nur eine Seele, seien auf dem Erdenruf. Und es gibt hier von der Seele, weinen sich aus diesem Mund.
Okay. More accurate this time. One and two and here we go.
Ja, wer auch nur eine Seele.
Okay. We take it a little under. All of it. All of it. Okay. So. One, two. Yeah, use the eighth notes more that are given to get those, particularly Erden rot und, right? Get the T, get that there. And Zich, get that there. That's a rhythmic right there. One more time, a little faster. Thank you so much. At Erden Runt. Is that a T sound at the end of that D?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, so I didn't hear it. That ending D is a T sound.
Yes.
So, yes, I don't hear it though. I hear Erden Runt. I want Erden Runt. One more time, same spot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and. More for all of those. More confidence. At the tempo. We get to hear the German tempo again. Go away. We don't want you anymore. 1, 2, and here we go. Maybe rushing a school to Sopranos. I will check to see that again.
It's adrenaline.
Well, good. Keep it going, but apply it to your consonants. Okay. Let's stand and do this. This requires a stand. Nice. Okay. I think that we are out of time. Have a seat though, just really quickly. Just turn. Look at measure 7, page 17, please. No, not 17. 18, please. Page 18. Have you looked at this yet? At page 18? Okay. I'm going to tell Ashley I gave you all homework because I am right now. Your homework at letter G, especially if you are a soprano or tenor, is to look at this, write in your solfege for this. I'm going to tell Ash that I told you all this and he's listening right now. So you have to, this is for letter G up until measure 320. So that's like most of the next page. I think you should really look at this. And especially if you're a soprano or tenor, I would do only the first notes of that. So if I'm a soprano, if you see I measure 313, that's like the F sharp, D, G, A. So it'd be like to, 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 to. And then once you have that down, you can add in. That's something I would really practice for next time, because this was the hardest thing, and we didn't have time to look over that, so please take a look at that. But I think there are final announcements. Okay.
A reminder, please sign up if you're interested in performing at Gala. And 2 weeks ago, somebody left this jacket. Come and get it if it's yours, or if you know whose it is, please let me know.
Okay. Thank you all so much. Thank you.